Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's been called a dream deferred as California's high-speed rail timeline hangs in limbo. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, yesterday afternoon you were talking about it being the boondoggle. I want to just shift a little bit and talk about what was supposed to be for areas like downtown San Francisco.
Well, that basically was supposed to transform downtown San Francisco into this huge hub, Los Angeles on one end, San Francisco on the other. And it was to all meet up at what we called then the Transbay Terminal, which later became the Salesforce Terminal. And, you know, it was this massive $2 billion plus combination of bus and high-speed rail station. That was going to be the end line of the high-speed rail. And as a matter of fact, they went so far as to build a box underneath that Transbay Terminal of $700 million. It's about the size of a block, and it's built there as a shell for a train station that may or may not ever open.
What about the retail around there? Our young producer, was talking about, he says, we've been talking about this since I was born.
and we might be still talking about it after he passes or she passes. It could take that long. But the idea was it was going to be bringing 100,000 people or more through downtown San Francisco as high-speed rail replaced people driving to Los Angeles and points in between or flying airplanes. So it was going to be this, you know, one of those fantastic sort of drawings you see when they render these great projects where people are all bustling around and retail's happening and cars are coming in and they're getting in their Waymos and dispersing around the Bay Area. There was even talk about extending a railway line, another one under the Bay, and hooking it all up with Sacramento. That's just real iffy. But San Francisco, being San Francisco, is plodding on. And one of the things on the table right now is whether to connect that station at the bottom of the terminal with Caltrans at their station at 4th and King. It only cost about $9 billion is what they're talking about, but they want to go ahead with it with the idea if we don't bring high-speed rail into downtown San Francisco, we can build Caltrain down to downtown San Francisco. The difference is that rather than hundreds of thousands of people coming through the terminal, we'll have about 30,000 a day. But at a price of $9 billion now, and when I talked to former Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who is the head of the County Transportation Board for a while, I said, is 9,000 realistic? He said, no, it's probably going to be 12 or more, but we could probably start trying to figure out how to pay for that. So there's one thing you got to handle, you know, California. When it goes to build a boondoggle, it really does, and it doesn't end one way or the other. But we keep dreaming, we keep scheming, and we keep paying.
California Dreamin', thanks so much. KCBS Radio's Phil Matier, our insider.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.